Hey, everybody, welcome to the Pre-Accident Investigation Podcast. I'm Todd Conklin. How are you? Everybody doing good, I hope. It's a great time. It's a great day to be alive. It's a great time to, I mean, there's so much opportunity in the world. You know, you can either look at it and think, holy cow, the world's going to crap, or you can say there's a lot of opportunity here. One is better for your mental health than the other. Let's just put that out there. See the glass half full, for goodness sakes, given the opportunity. Why not? It's worth it, I'm sure. So today's pod is a good one. It's a conversation with Brent Sutton and Jeff Lith. And they're having a meeting in Vancouver, and it's a great opportunity, and it's the end of January, so it's kind of coming up, and it's super affordable. It's in Vancouver, so it's internationally available to travel for sure. It's a great time to be in Vancouver, and what's cool about this meeting is they really became very interested in the Redonda Vote story and wanted to tell it and wanted to dig into it. And it's a cool idea. So they have a two-day workshop. It's set up towards the end of the month of January. And it's kind of a great opportunity. I mean, I'm really looking forward to it. I have not met Redonda. And there's a whole bunch of other people that are presenting as well. And it's really a discussion on complexity and the conditions necessary for failure to have high consequence like that. So it's a cool idea. I'm not going to talk a bunch more, although I got tons of stuff to tell you, but I'll catch you next week for sure, because the discussion with them is it goes on, because, you know, I have a hard time staying on topic with them. So you'll kind of hear it. Join the conversation and tell me what you think, but I'd love to see you in Vancouver. We're going to have some good food, because the reason you go there is the ramen shops are amazing, and it's, you know, available. So it's a plus. So here's Jeff and Brent and a discussion on their conference that's coming up in Vancouver. So you guys are going to have a meeting. I'm kind of excited about it. Well, first of all, I think you're crazy, sort of, but I'm kind of excited about it because this meeting's really got interesting legs. Of all the little workshops that happen around the globe, and there are probably more workshops now certainly more than there used to be, but there are things going on. This one's really interesting because you got Redonda to come and sort of set the tone, to tell the key story. And what's interesting to me, and this is the part I'm dying to talk to you guys about, is that this really has very, very, very far-reaching implications, this story. Because it's the story of patient safety. It's the story of justice. It's the story of really restorative actions. It's the story of complex systems. It's the story of social systems. It's definitely the story of safety and resilience. But it's told in this amazing way that I know, because I've talked to her, translates to any industry for almost any condition for almost any person. So it's a cool idea. Tell me what's going on. First, tell me, who are you? We should probably, you know, figure out who you are. And then from there, we can kind of move forward into the conference of the future at the end of January 2026. You may begin. Oh my God, they're both so incredibly polite. This is the problem, is if you ever have a Canadian on a panel, then they're not going to talk until the other person talks. And the other person is a New Zealander. And so they're so polite, they're not going to talk till the Canadian talks. So in theory, I could say, go ahead and begin and not name one of them. And the rest of the podcast would be silent. I'm convinced of it.
Well, hey guys.
Oh, there we go.
Well, I can only take so much of that. And then I'm going to jump in. I'm happy to be bringing this to Vancouver. This we know where this came from. This came from the three of us hanging out together, spitballing, you know, in Auckland beginning of last month.
Right.
And And I wanted to bring something back to Vancouver. I try to do that, to put something in this region every couple of years. And we were kind of thinking about it. And then we three were hanging out. You had just finished recording the episodes with Redonda. And I think it just kind of materialized right there. Everything you just said about the story, you know, that it would be wrong to think of her story as a purely a healthcare patient safety story. I think that people will find something powerful in it, powerful lessons in it, no matter what they do.
What attracted you to it?
I think empathy. I think that to hear what she went through, to be in a caring profession, to always be trying your best in those ways, to be in such a complex, disjointed, a system that was almost begging for irrecoverable error, and then to have it happen, and then to see what she went through and had to endure, you know, in a world that's not a part of this conversation we have, and in a world that maybe doesn't look at it the way we see it.
Yeah, and your background is also in caring profession, right?
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's what you did, right?
Yeah, I did a bit of paramedicine and ski patrol and lifeguard, and I guess when you're in the caring side of those professions, there's this incredible tendency to want to jump in and meet the immediate need. But yet you're under these restrictions and in these systems. And I was fortunate in, you know, my little slice on being in a caring profession was either up a mountain on a beach or at the side of a highway somewhere, you know, and it wasn't as complex and convoluted a system as Redonda was in. So I think what you said there, Todd, was just spot on. I'm excited to bring this to Vancouver. I think Redonda's story is an incredible story to leverage at this point in the journey, because it is so much more than just patient safety or even just healthcare. There's lessons in it for all industries.
What about you, Brent? What are you thinking? What's going on in your noggin?
Well, first of all, any chance to visit the French Riviera of Canada? Because Vancouver will be the warmest part of Canada in January.
That is true. In fact, it's kind of nice in January.
Correct. So I'm going to be sacrificing 28, 29 degrees Celsius here in Auckland to come across to the Riviera. But, you know, more importantly, it's actually just looking across those 2 days, how diverse those 2 days are. And that setting up with that day one, that richness of the story, and that richness in the reality that those same things exist today. And despite how brittle systems are, you know, without the humans, it's going to go wrong more often. So, you know, they're focusing on the human getting it wrong, but without the human, it's going to keep carrying on, because the system is just so brittle. So hearing her story on the podcast, Todd, was so moving, because I was able to listen to elements of that story and I could see those same things playing out in lots of other industries, whether it be, you know, construction, you know, infrastructure, forestry, all those things. I just kept seeing the same systemic drivers just keep flying through. So from that point of view, to be able to get her to come along and share her story, it's just going to be amazing.
And it's interesting in that she hasn't told it that much. I mean, I think that's really interesting. And the potential to tell the story and then dig deeper into kind of what was going on, understanding the contextual factors. It's very interesting to me. I mean, it's remarkable when you look at all the things that lined up to create the environment for that failure to happen. It really emphasizes the idea that everything that bad that can happen does happen.
And you know, the story, the negative space of the story, it's amazing how folks in those systems achieve success despite it all, as often as they do. But hold that thought, because I would like Redonda to open day one.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
And tell that incredible story, because it is such a profound example then for, and then we'll have you up next and you know, to do what you do and tie in. And then I think the next most important thing we could do is let you both chat it out together and open it up to a kind of a Q&A from folks to really see you two together on stage with that as an incredible example and your foundation's piece. Be good.
What do you think people will get from it? What motivates them to come and attend that conference, that workshop?
Well, that the bit that we've discussed so far, I don't know how you can be present and experience that story and the discussion that you guys are going to have and not come away and see. I think everybody who is there will come away and see their work, their systems of work differently. I really do think it will be quite a lens for folks that I don't know that it'd be a hard lens to ignore after that.
And I think it's timely, Todd, because not only will people get to explore that whole notion of, you know, complex and the highly adaptive nature of work that unfolds in that sector and other sectors, but I think it also segs quite nicely into your new book, The Stability Trap. Because, you know, organizations still see reliability as a thing to achieve rather than a capacity and how to build that capacity and how to monitor that capacity.
You look especially proud to ask that question. I'm watching him ask the question.
Yeah, because I found your book to be really profound.
Really?
Yeah.
To me, what I think is so interesting is that the Redonda story is told by a real person, but what it really is a chance to really dig into a case study. Mm. And that's where the application to other industries, I think, will really fall into place. It's in the details of this failure that you can see the organizational and systemic issues that exist in the way we manage work in real time. And then, of course, the dynamic nature of risk. I mean, to me, the profound part that I think about all the time when I think about this failure, and this failure is interesting in that it ended so horrifically. I mean, when it went to court, I mean, that's a whole different world, right? That this failure was really a failure of an entire set of conditions that had to exist in order for the failure to take place. And all of them would be kind of normal details. I mean, you know, there's nothing in there at any point where like an alien comes in or the building catches on fire or, you know, something that's risk that'd be really easy to notice. Like, wow, this is a huge problem. They were all just kind of little difficulties, real-time problem solving, adaptions, as Brent was just saying, that had to exist at that same time. And having a day to really dig into a case study like that and to sort of build on that case study and move into that case study, the worthwhileness of that day is how it will apply back to people's job sites. I mean, they can carry it right with them. And I think that's really powerful.
We interrupt this Safety FM show to bring you an important message and opportunity. If you're serious about rethinking safety, not as rules and blame, but as learning, context, and resilience, then mark your calendar. On January 28th, 29th, 2026, we're hosting a two-day workshop in Vancouver, Canada, from the team at Learning Teams Incorporated. Day one brings together safety pioneer Todd Conklin with Redonda Vaught. Hear Todd unpack the foundational principles of human and organizational performance and listen as Redonda shares her experience with systemic failure and what it really means when human error is criminalized. Then day two shifts gears and it's about action. Embedding HOP into everyday work, exploring real-world examples across industries and continents, and diving into emerging trends like understanding the risks of tacit knowledge for our aging workforce, the role of human-centered AI to improve safety, reliability, and organizational learning, and so much more. Go to hopconference.com and secure your spot now. Let's change how we think about work, error, and safety. And now back to the show.
And I think that's the intent. We're still getting confirmations of exactly who. So stay tuned for that. But I think that that brings us kind of to our plan for the end of that day, is to panel this, you know, building on, you know, Redonda, yourself, a discussion, a Q&A, but then to panel it with reps from some other industry sectors to really, you know, put their lens on it and talk about the story taken out to other systems of work, other industry sectors. I think it'll be great. And then after day one, perhaps some a bit of book club activity. It would be hard to bring us all together and not have a book club in celebration of a new book.
Well, we know Todd loves a book club now.
he
experienced that.
It is something you guys do that's really fun, actually. I mean, it's definitely something we should pick up and do in Santa Fe as well. It's a good idea. I like the idea that it people collectively read a book and discuss it. That's a cool part of book clubs. And it seems like the emphasis is definitely on having a good time while doing it. So, I mean, that seems like a fun thing to do.
Yeah. And of course, we always want to open the book club up to the wider community, so that those that can't join us at the conference, they can join us at the at the book club.
Oh, so wider and community. I was thinking you meant overweight people. That is so noble of you to say that.
And of course, you don't need to bring your library card to become a member.
That's right. You can just get in.
And actually, our last book club in Vancouver, Jeff, remember we had some people that just got in.
We did. I learned an important Eventbrite lesson that if you, I forget what box we clicked or did not click, but the clicking or failing to click a certain box led to it being a broadcast to the world that they could come and pretend they were at the conference with us today and get free appetizers at a nice restaurant. And we started cluing in, we started being suspicious. We had a few conversations with a few of the folks we didn't quite recognize. And we learned a new term. They call themselves Eventbrite socialites.
How funny, really?
Yep. Mm,
wow.
Yep. Yep.
Wow.
And you know, not at the exclusion of others, but this is kind of a nerd fest of a very small niche of safety folks.
Yeah, it's
kind of fun to keep it that way.
Yeah, I agree. It's a special group.
Yeah.
So I think the objective is how many appetizers could they consume before they get found out?
And once
they're found out, they're very delightful about it. That was
so I had no idea this happened.
It was a whole thing.
How good were they? Were they really good appetizers? Because you know, normally appetizers are not that interesting.
This was a nice restaurant.
What's Vancouver? Vancouver has good. I mean,
and we
good
had
food.
Cocktails. We had cocktails with hop logos embedded into the cocktails.
Yeah, they could print images on the top of the foam on the top of a martini.
You guys are quite remarkable in the ability to have a book club. That's, I was thinking somebody's house with knitting needles and, you know, iced tea. That's where I was going with
this. Yikes, dude, come on.
And I'm from the Midwest of, you know, the United States. That's a pretty big day.
Well, those foamy drinks made my keynote the next morning a little bit rough around the edges, I gotta say. Maybe we'll be safer this year. Maybe we can have a book club gathering in the ramen.
We should definitely have ramen.
Yeah.
A ramen book club is a good idea. That's a great idea. Well, how do people go to this thing? I mean, if they want to go, when is it? We've already kind of established where it is. It's in Vancouver. And it's really smart for lots of reasons to have it in Vancouver. It's just a fantastic place to go. So that's smart. It's easy to get there. So that's a plus. That's a high plus.
Right downtown Vancouver, Robson Street.
It's not in the United States, in case your company's not letting you travel to the United States, which many companies are. We can talk about that for many different ways, but that's out there. So it's available. I mean, it's got stuff going on, so that's good. How do you sign up?
So the conference is January 28th and 29th. And people can choose to join us on day one, or they can join us for both days. We set up a little website link, shock horror, called hopconference.com.
Okay, hopconference.com.
Yeah, so that should be memorable for people.
Gotcha.
And connect in and choose that either that first day, because we're supporting a bigger room on the first day, because we think there's a lot of people that want to come along and listen to that story.
Yeah.
And then we've got tickets for both days, because day two, it has quite a different theme to it. Day two is going to be more of the hands-on, hands-in type stuff, and a little twist of innovation, because that was a little topic that we had a little podcast about, Todd, in Sci-Fi a little while ago.
Yeah, and that's really, I've thought about that innovation stuff a lot, actually, whole lot. I mean, a bunch. And it was interesting because I was talking to Charles Major, and part of what he uses in his organization to talk about the human performance program is he tells the story of Lean, which is kind of how Brent and I got into the same discussion, and how Lean got to a place where they sort of declared victory. Those are probably my words, not his words. And that once they declared that victory, once they kind of stopped learning about the work they were doing, then it became stagnant. I was trying to think of, that's probably the best word I can think of, is stagnant. It didn't kill it, it's still there. Yeah. And you can go to a shop floor and see a 5S. And I mean, people talk about it, but it's, the innovation's somewhat gone. And that's an interesting phenomenon as well. And I think a big part of the discussion we have, the hands-on, hands-in stuff, I think is really powerful as well, because we can really build that second day on many important parts that come out of that first day. So, I mean, I would totally think you'd want to go to both days, but who am I?
Well, we'd love to have people on both days. That's the whole objective. And it's just going to be about a different thing, you know, and we've got some exciting people going to come along and share their stories. And also, I mean, always love Asher from Ohio State. Mm-hmm. Asher's going to come and share some story about some things that, let's call it Project X, Todd.
Oh, Project X. You have your own Project X.
Yes.
Nice.
So Ash will be talking about Project X with us on that day as well. And once again, it's that whole focus around, you know, learning from the front line and how innovating and how we learn from the front line, how that starts to help shape the organization. And of course, it'll all tie back into your latest book, because it's that notion of providing some mechanism around monitoring for that capacity and identifying where they can add capacity.
Which matters. And it's all available, hopconference.com. And once you get on there, it's self-explanatory.
It is self-explanatory. Absolutely. You just push a button, give us your information, we'll take some money from you, and you're in.
And it's that easy.
It's that easy. We've made it. Yeah.
Final thoughts, you guys. What do you think? Final thoughts?
I'm excited to hear you say that both days sound interesting to you, because you're going to be there for them.
It's so true.
And you're a first keynote, and I think a fun twist on this is actually holding Redonda up to jump in and give us that incredible story to just begin the rest of the conversation on. So I think day one is going to be fabulous. And then day two is going to be a little bit more intimate and a little more hands-on. We're going to get into the weeds and really work it out together. I think it's going to be a fabulous couple of days.
Yeah, and it's a true international experience. So we've got people from, you know, New Zealand, we've got a couple of Kiwis. So just, I'm having to turn the lights off when I leave, Todd, because half the country's gone. We're going to have someone from Australia as well, because someone has to raise the IQ when they leave. And then we're going to have, you know, good presence from Canada and from the US. So it's a true multinational event.
That's good.
Multi-industry, multinational.
You don't have any European people going? You should really push for that.
Mm.
Well, I mean, you know, it's part of the Commonwealth. So everyone's welcome.
That's right. They're
brothers and sisters, yes, are welcome.
They're welcome. Maybe get Frank Pfluger from Hamburg to come over. We'll try to guilt him into coming
everyone
over.
Everyone is welcome.
Frank can play this for his welcome. Boss, and his boss will hear it, and that'll get him in. So.
Yeah.
Think it'll work?
And I don't know whether I should be releasing a cassette or a CD of some classic country and western music, some bluegrass.
You should.
I've got it there. So and maybe we should find some guitars or some ukuleles or some banjos as well. I was thinking about how can we have it as a music book club.
They have all of those things in Vancouver. Vancouver is home of K.D. Lang. They are not hesitant to play a good bluegrass song.
I didn't think you were going to talk about Todd's spontaneous jamboree there that we recorded. When you said release, I thought you were going to talk about Volume 6, Brent.
Well, that's going to come out anyway. So Volume 6 on Looting Teams is going to come out for the event. But no, I was taken with the talent of this man. It just keeps going.
Oh, yeah, right. I think that is a good place to say so long on this.
Oh, now look who's bringing it in for a landing.
I know. That's right. I'll bring it in for a landing.
You on the spot for a change.
That's right.
I'm just struggling to find a company that can manufacture sufficient cassette tapes in time for the conference.
You ought to really try to get 8-track.
8 tracks.
Okay. Because reel-to-reel was easy.
Yeah, I'm sure it was.
Vinyl was easy.
Yeah, vinyl's easy. Vinyl's hot again.
Simple now, absolutely.
And what's interesting is most of the people who listen to this podcast won't know what 8-track is. But some will. There will be some that do. All right, you guys, this was a great conversation. The dates again? End of December. End of January.
Yep, 28th, 29th of January. It's a Wednesday, Thursday, giving people that optimum time to fly in, fly out.
Excellent. And it's in Vancouver.
Downtown Vancouver. Yeah. Robson Square, host the UBC, University of British Columbia. So we're at a house of knowledge, very close to a famous ramen place that we always go to, Todd.
Right. I can't wait for that.
Yeah. Good access to hotels in the area as well. So everything's within a walk.
Ice rink just outside. So bring your skates. But I have to say, any skating injuries are not reportable. non-compensable, and we take no responsibility.
Perfect. Thanks, boys. So there you have it. I'll be there. I'm excited to be there. Come on over. If you get a chance, come over. It's really got an interesting, and the website's got a pretty good program set up. There's a agenda if you need that, talk to the boss with or whatever you need. It's probably the kind of the next step conversation to have for sure. It's probably not going to be the foundations discussion. This is going to be basically taking a big case study and kind of running with it for 2 days. And it's interesting because the case study is directly applicable across industries. So if you're in patient safety, it's kind of a must do. But I would say if you're in aviation safety or construction safety or any place else where you are, it's probably got some pretty abrupt and important learning opportunities to it. That's for sure. Give it a chance. I'd love to see you there. It'd be great fun to see you. I hope you're having a great time. Have a good week. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends. Share the podcast around if you need to. That's fine. No problems. Until then, learn something new every single day. Have as much fun as you possibly can. Be good to each other. Be kind to each other. And for goodness sakes, you guys, we'll see you in Vancouver.